Hi, it's Patrick here, and cartoon queen Carol Hills and I did a little thing for the big show today. Here's Carol.
This is the time of year when dictionaries and linguists all over the globe issue their words of the year. The world's language editor, Patrick Cox, is here. And Patrick, there have been several choices this year, but the one that seems to have really captured the global imagination is selfie.
Yeah, that's right, Carol. And you know, it's a word that's captured more than just the English-speaking public. The big moment, of course, was, you know, that snapshot that was taken at Nelson Mandela's memorial featuring Barack Obama, Prime Minister David Cameron of Britain, and taken by the Danish Prime Minister Helle Thorning-Schmidt. After that, there was absolutely no escaping the word selfie.
So, Patrick, I assume the Danes debated themselves whether it was okay for their prime minister to take a picture like that, a selfie, at a memorial service for Nelson Mandela, no less. So when all that was going on, what word did they use for selfie?
Well, two things on that. First, the Danes, they didn't really have the kind of debate that took place in this country. They were generally not upset at the idea of a picture like this being taken. As for the word selfie in Danish, well, here's the answer.
We stole your word for it. We also call it a selfie.
That is Carl Erik Stogård. He's with the Danish newspaper Politiken. And, you know, Danish isn't alone here. In fact, I haven't been able to find a single language that has a word for selfie that isn't the English word selfie. The word itself, possibly with roots in Australian English, is gone global in such a short time, but really a linguistic nanosecond, that other languages just, they haven't had time to react. It's like the word is there, the hashtag is there, you better get used to it. And if you don't use it, well, you're just not going to be a part of the conversation.
Okay, so we don't know of any alternatives to selfie, but if any of our listeners do, please let us know. If you've come across any word for selfie in any other language, you can post your answers at pri.org/language. And by the way, Patrick, do you have a word of the year yourself?
Actually, I do. I don't normally do this because I think you get so much publicity elsewhere and people are very good at doing this. But this year, I came across the word styly, S-T-Y-L-Y. And I love this word because it's something of a linguistic orphan. This is what the kids are saying in France, you know, meaning stylish. C'est stylé, huh?
Wow.
And, you know, it's a bastardization of an English term. But the thing is, the French, they don't want it. There's a member of the Académie Française, the guardians
course,
of the French
of
language, he complained about his son using the term. He called it ridiculous. And, well, ridiculous or not, it's being used. I can't resist making it my word of the year.
Okay, Patrick, thanks so much for being with us.
You're very welcome, Carol.
And we have some political cartoons from around the world featuring imagined selfie shots. Just go to pri.org/language.
Now, it had been our intention, Carol and I, to do a long 30 or 40 minute podcast, but, you know, life got in the way. So we'll do one next month. And I'll be back with some other pods before then, starting in the first week of 2014. In the meantime, I'll be on and off social media. There's a World in Words Facebook page. My Twitter handle is Patrick Cox, P-A-T-R-I-C-O-X. Happy holidays and see you next year.